Flying stars skim across a lake towards a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain, paramount players. Bouncing orange letters tumble into line, reading Nickelodeon movies. A flat stone skips across a misty lake at sunrise. Walden Media. MRC. Words appear on a black screen, a small logo of a fox reading the words.
Everything you're about to see is true, except that foxes don't swipe. That is a hurtful stereotype. Brought to you by the Fox Council of the Americas. Thank you. Gracias.
A large house on stilts at the edge of a jungle lake. Words read Paramount Pictures, Paramount Players, and Nickelodeon Movies present in association with Walden Media and MRC. A young girl runs up a short pier toward the house. At the front of the house, the girl runs out and grabs a swinging vine. A smiling monkey in red boots jumps onto her back. A boy joins her, wearing a backpack and holding a jaguar cub. The girl's backpack and map have eyes and a mouth. They drive a small yellow Jeep through the jungle. A fox wearing an eye mask hides behind a tree. He jumps onto the Jeep. The monkey kicks Swiper, the fox, off the Jeep. He hits a tree as a title appears on screen. Dora and the Lost City of Gold. The title shatters, revealing the kids in a cardboard box decorated to look like a Jeep.
But, Mommy, we're about to explore.
No, come on. Besides, Diego has to be up early tomorrow. He's moving to the city, remember? His mom has a new job.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Dora, what did we say about dressing up boots?
The monkey pulls off a boot.
He's a wild monkey, honey. He's not meant to be in human clothes.
Boots chews on an insole, then grins. Later at night, a family dinner.
Delicious.
Dora takes a bite of food. Dora looks into the camera.
Can you say delicioso?
Her parents both turn to see who she's talking to.
Say delicioso!
They turn back to Dora uncertainly.
She'll grow out of it.
Chewing, her father turns suddenly.
Delicioso!
There's nothing behind him.
Don't start. Just gotta let it go.
On the wall, a map of Parapata.
What is Parapata?
Parapata. It's a great Inca legend.
The dad picks up an old journal.
An ancient city. Now, lost in time.
Explorers for hundreds of years have been searching for it in vain. And, well, ever since we moved here to the jungle, we've been trying to find it.
Is there gold there?
Stories say there's more gold there than the rest of the world combined.
So when we find it, do we get to keep the gold?
No. Nobody keeps the gold. We want to document Parapata for archaeological purposes.
See, we're explorers. We're not treasure hunters. And as explorers, well, then the discovery of new places, that's the treasure.
Blank stares from the kids.
What?
I don't get it.
Okay, Cole, honey, there's six. Treasure hunting bad, exploring good.
Oh, okay.
I just said that.
Not really.
Night in outdoor beds.
I bet the lost city of Parapata has golden statues of jungle cats.
And monkeys like boots. Monkeys are the best.
No way. Jaguars are way cooler.
Monkeys can't swing and climb and talk to us.
No, they can't. Boots isn't talking to you.
He can talk.
I know better. I'm older than you.
I think you're just yelling at me because you said you're leaving.
Of course, that's why I'm yelling at you.
They speak Spanish.
Te voy a extrañar,
I'm going to miss you, Diego.
Te voy a extrañar,
I'm going to miss you too, cousin.
E-boots.
And Boots. Boots snuggles under the blanket next to Dora. He chews happily on the pillowcase. He burps, eyes going wide. Morning, Diego splits a candy bar.
Keep this. Best friends forever.
He gives Dora half.
Till our next adventure, prima.
Till our next adventure, primo.
Diego and Dora embrace.
Come on, Diego.
Vamos.
Diego's parents guide him to their truck. Dora watches them go. Diego looks out the back of the truck as it leaves. Dora's parents on the porch. Cole's arm is around his wife. Diego waves. With a glance back at her parents, Dora runs after the truck.
Diego!
As she runs, words appear on screen. 10 years later, Dora, now older, is still running. Behind her is a herd of elephants in pursuit. She records herself in a miniature camera.
Hi, I'm Dora, and I'm being chased by a herd of angry pygmy elephants. Can you say angry pygmy elephants?
She grabs a hanging vine and swings out of the way.
Better luck next time, angry elephants.
She hops across a stream and is surprised by a caiman in the water.
Pardon me, Black Diamond. Largest predator in the Amazon. Aw, babies.
She tickles one of the baby caimans.
Bye.
Boots jumps onto her backpack as she runs.
And that's Boots. Hi, Boots.
Hi, Dora. What's today's adventure?
Today, we continue our decades-long search for Parapata. Ooh.
On a mossy branch is an orange frog.
Golden poison frog. Its skin is lethally toxic and can cause full body paralysis. Can you say severe neurotoxicity?
She smiles into the camera.
Bye, deadly frog. Have a nice day.
Boots jumps on a rock and beckons to Dora. A cave entrance lies below.
Oh, a rock fall. This cave wasn't here before.
Dora puts on a headlamp and approaches the opening. Boots peers in with a worried expression. She clicks on her lamp. Bats swarm out. Boots is lifted into the air and dropped.
Sorry, hairy-legged vampire bat family.
Boots sticks his tongue out at the bats. One last bat flutters by his head.
Oh, ancient Inca.
Inside the cave, ornate carvings decorate the walls. Consulting her journal, Dora almost falls into a chasm. Through a gap in the roof, a sunbeam lights up the cave. Across the chasm, the light reveals a decaying stone staircase. At the top of the stairs is a large monkey idol cast in gold.
Parapata.
Behind the idol, a fan of gold shines in the sunlight. Dora takes a few steps back from the chasm.
Come on, Boots.
She looks at the gap with determination.
If you just believe in yourself, anything is possible.
She runs toward the chasm. With a terrified expression, Boots jumps from her back. Dora leaps, arms and legs pinwheeling. Then, halfway across, she drops straight down. Boots peers over the edge. Dora lies on the cave floor.
I'm okay, Boots. Could you maybe go and get Mommy and Papi for me?
Later at the house, Dora opens a book, History of the Incas.
Now can I see the statue?
Did you finish chopping the wood?
Yeah.
Honey, you scared us to death today. If Boots hadn't found us...
I'm sorry. It's just, I'm pretty sure that it's from the reign of Pachacuti. I mean, the markings, they look like some sort of...
Map.
What?
A large magnifying glass.
A map.
Dora peers through it at a carving on the statue.
This is it. This is the missing piece. We found Parapata!
Behind her parents, a large wall map.
Wait. You guys more excited.
A red tack on the map.
You guys figured it out, didn't you?
What?
You know where Parapata is.
No!
She sees the tack.
You red tacked it.
We did?
Oh. We never used the red tack. You know where it is.
We should have waited on the red tack.
Definitely, definitely bad call.
Okay, we did figure it out. The Inca reached an area in Peru that nobody thought was possible. And that's where your mother and I are gonna find Parapata.
And me.
Her parents exchange looks.
I'm sorry, sweetie. You're just not ready, and you proved that to us today.
No, I'm ready, Mommy.
I'm sorry, but we've made up our minds.
Mommy.
No.
Her mother leaves the room. Crushed, Dora sits down. Cole sits next to her.
Honey, you do know the jungle, and it's a part of you, but you're all alone out there.
And why is that a bad thing?
Because we won't always be there to pull you up. Go to the city. Make friends.
Cole pats her leg and gets up. The next morning, packing the family jeep, a large snake hangs around Dora's neck.
Dora, hurry! You have a flight to catch!
But I don't want to go to the city. I won't know anyone there.
You'll know your family.
Yeah, I used to be so close to Diego. I bet he's missed you, too. The point is, I think it would be good
for you to be in the world, around kids your own age. It might help.
Help what?
Honey, you're wearing a boa around your neck.
I know. It's a boa as a boa.
That's funny.
A stern look from his wife.
Put the boa down.
Honey, there's something else we gotta discuss.
I can handle this.
Okay.
Take a seat, young lady.
What's happening?
Come on.
We're gonna have a talk.
About the dangers of the big city.
See, you're gonna be invited to some parties. And some of these parties, they're called raves.
The people there are called ravers?
Yeah, and they love glow sticks and candy necklaces and hacky sacks. The music is, it sounds like this.
Dora and her mom watch as Cole mimes performing as a DJ. Dora frowns.
Can't stop it.
Cole pumps his fist. He mimics a DJ, hand to his ear, working an imaginary crowd.
Go get it!
Cole gestures wildly, then shoves Dora. Her mother nods.
Yes, very aggressive. Yep.
Okay.
Well, be careful. That's what we want to say. I should have just said that.
I think it would have been easier. Honey, here's your satellite phone. Call us anytime, and you can track our coordinates on your map.
But it's not the same. I'm an explorer, like you.
Oh, honey, you have the whole world to explore. Go see it. Make friends. That's real exploring.
But I don't know how.
Yes, you do. Just be yourself, Dora, okay?
They embrace.
Oh, come on. You're gonna miss your flight.
Her mother spies something in Dora's pack.
Dora, no monkeys in the city.
Dora takes off her backpack and sets it down.
She knows, buddy.
Boots climbs out. He jumps into her arms. They hug. An illustrated map of South America. A hand-drawn airplane follows a trail of yarn from Colombia to California. Polaroid photos show Dora on the plane looking out the window and writing in a journal. On the map, the hand-drawn word, Hollywood. Inside a bustling airport, Dora walking with a huge smile greeting strangers.
Hi, I'm Dora. Soy Dora.
People give her puzzled and annoyed looks.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
Dora jostled by the heavy crowd. Outside, Diego and his parents wait.
Do you see her?
No.
What if we don't recognize her?
Dora slides down the handrail of a stairway.
I don't think that's gonna be a problem.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Dora! Welcome to the city.
Yes, Evelina. And Dionico.
Dora.
Hi. I missed you guys so much. And Diego.
Hi.
Wow.
Diego is 10 years older. She gives him a huge hug. He returns it awkwardly.
Wow. You're so skinny and tall, like a bonito tree. You don't even look like you.
I do?
We're gonna have so much fun.
You are way more energetic than I remember.
Let's go.
Diego looks at his parents. The family car pulls up to a nice house. An old woman is on the porch.
Ah, Dora! Ah, mi amor, que lindo que llegaste!
Dora runs onto the porch for a hug.
Oh, I miss you! Oh, look at you! Such a big girl! And still with the bangs!
She touches Dora's hair, then hugs her again. Later, in a bedroom.
Wow. It's so pink. And everything matches.
Yeah, my parents thought you'd like it.
Hey, I brought you something.
Dora holds out a stale piece of candy.
What is that?
The candy bar that we split before you left the jungle. Remember?
It's old and stale.
Where's yours?
Well, I probably ate it. Like 10 years ago?
She drops her hands.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm...
Just thought that we were gonna mush them back together again. It's cool.
They look away from each other awkwardly.
This is gonna be great.
Okay, well, you should get some sleep. Good night, prima.
Buenas noches, prima.
Stiffly, Diego closes the door behind him. Dora shrugs and pops the candy in her mouth. Chewing, she frowns, then grimaces. Later, she sits on her bed and sighs, then notices the open window. She hops through the window into the yard, holding a blanket and pillow. She makes a bed and lies back with a smile. A police helicopter crosses overhead. She rolls over. The next morning, walking with Diego.
Backpack, 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 backpack. On the backpack, loaded up with things and knickknacks too.
Anything. What are you singing?
Well, I always sing. It helps me remember what to bring.
The yellow school bus pulls up.
What? Is this how we get to school?
Hold on. Do you mind?
Diego pulls off Dora's headband, ruffles her hair.
Is this to fit in with the indigenous people?
I just want you to have a good first day. Oh, and if I don't talk to you, don't take it personal, okay? We're all just trying to survive. High school's a horrible nightmare.
As the bus reaches school, the doors open. Dora peers out. Students file toward a security checkpoint at the school entrance.
Just be yourself. I'm new here. What's your name? Wow.
The security guard stops Dora.
Okay, young lady, bag, table.
Hola, soy Dora, and this is backpack.
Yeah. What is this?
A flare, in case of emergency.
By accident, he ignites the flare.
It works.
Oh, and what are these?
Iodine pills to sanitize water.
He checks more items.
Personal generator, two-way radio, 5-day emergency food supply kit, 1-link shelter system with double nest hammock. You know, for cliff sleeping.
The guard touches his forehead.
You can't bring any of this in here. Pick it up after school.
Students crowd the checkpoint.
But I can bring my yo-yo? You realize that a yo-yo is by far my deadliest weapon.
Really?
Students throw up their hands.
I'm sorry, we're late. Dora, let's go.
A prim young student stands at a table.
Cupcakes for charity. Save the rainforest. Cupcakes for charity.
Dora rushes over.
What happened to the rainforest?
It's being destroyed.
No, which one? Daintree, Yasuni, El Yunque, Ho, Dongas, Kaku?
The young woman frowns.
All of them?
Ranching and agriculture are some of the greatest threats facing the Amazon today. But I believe that with focused conservation and plant-based diets, we can help the rainforest thrive again.
She takes a close look at Dora.
Who are you? Why are you smart? And what are you doing in my school?
Dora, homeschooled by professors? Parents misjudge me as irresponsible and lacking in socialization.
She hands Dora a cupcake.
Have a cupcake on the house.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too, bye.
The woman fakes a nice smile.
She seems nice.
Yeah, she's not. That's Sammy Moore. Okay, she's honor roll student, tri-varsity athlete, and class president.
Oh, so she must be very admired by her peers.
What, her? No way. Everyone hates her. She's literally like the worst person on earth.
A young man in headphones absorbed in a video game.
Hi, I'm Dora. Cool shirt.
She taps his shoulder. Whoa. On his shirt, a galaxy. Words read, you are here.
We're not there. Earth? We're more like over here. Want me to correct it?
Dora picks up a marker and corrects the arrow in his shirt.
There we go.
You into astronomy?
Of course I am. Who isn't? What's that? Is there a problem?
That's the morning bell. We're late now. Oh, thank you.
Bye. Here's a cupcake.
That's Randy Warren. You don't want to talk to him there, okay?
Hey, guys.
We shove Randy against the wall.
That's why.
In class, a teacher rings a bell.
Okay, let's see who did the reading last night. Who is Moby Dick? And why is this story still significant today?
Sammy's hand shoots up, then Dora's.
Oh.
The teacher notices Dora.
Thank God, someone else.
Sammy glares.
You're new, yes? Well, say hello.
Hola. I'm Dora. I'm Diego's cousin. And Moby Dick is a whale.
The novel exemplifies the Western writer's nostalgic appropriation of colonized indigenous cultures, which explains its reified status in American fiction today.
Where did you transfer from, Dora?
The jungle.
Students laugh and mock her.
My parents are both professors. I do a lot of reading.
Dorka!
Diego hides his head.
Thank you, Dora. It looks like we have a new star in the class.
Sammy breaks her pencil. In the bathroom, Sammy enters.
Not sure I made myself clear earlier, but if you're going to take a shot at the queen, you better not miss. There's nothing more dangerous than a wounded animal.
A lot of things are more dangerous than a wounded animal. A healthy one for a start.
Stop, just stop.
She leans close to Dora.
I'm watching you.
She spins and leaves. Dora shrugs, then puts her headband back on. Later, students file out of the school.
Goodbye, everyone. Great job today. We did it. We finished school.
Dora skips home. A sullen Diego trails her. Grandma's on the porch. How was school, my little ones? Everything okay?
Great. Perfecto.
Yeah. Great. Perfect.
Montage begins. Dora on the phone.
Dime dónde está. Okay.
She writes coordinates on a map. School bus door closes on Dora's pack. The bus drives off, carrying her. Diego is mortified. Sandy rolls her eyes. Later, more coordinates on the map. At lunch, Dora tries some food.
Have you tried this? It's incredible. What's it called?
Mac and cheese?
Shake server's hands.
Great job! Delicioso!
In her room at night, looking at her map.
Mommy, Papi, it's me again. Where are you? Please call me.
Please leave a message at the tone.
Hola, Mommy, Papi. Call me when you can. We're going to the Natural History Museum Friday. Miss you, miss Boots, miss everything.
In the school quad, Dora looks up at a banner. Words on the banner, Winter Dance, December 12th. Come as your favorite star. Day becomes night. The quad is full of students. It's the night of the dance. Students walk by dressed up in colorful celebrity costumes. In the dance hall, Sammy enters, dressed as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. A DJ plays music, but the dance floor is almost empty. Dora, dressed in a bulky yellow sun costume, walks through the crowd smiling. Randy sees her, on his shirt the letter H.
You're the sun? I get it.
And you're hydrogen.
Oh.
That's what stars are made of.
Dora gasps.
I love this song. You want to dance?
Sorry, Dora. I can't really dance.
Okay.
But I can hold my breath for 7 minutes, though.
Dora raises her eyebrows.
My parents left me unsupervised at the community pool a lot. Pretending to drown is a good way to get attention. Wanna see?
I love dancing. I'm really good at it.
Randy holds his breath. Dora heads to the floor. Diego looks nervously at Dora. She swings her arms, warming up.
The peacock.
She dances with an eccentric strut, humming, glancing around like a bird. Other students begin to notice, laughing. She extends her arms in a series of moves, still alone on the floor. The bully, dressed as Axl Rose, points at her.
Hey, look! It's Disco Dorka!
Diego laughs nervously.
The elephant!
Dora swings her arms like an elephant trunk. Sammy looks on.
Oh my gosh, she's going to have to transfer schools.
Come on, primo. You know this one. Dance. Gorilla.
Diego.
Students teasing Diego. Diego storms out of the dance. Dora follows him. Randy expels the breath he's been holding. Outside, Dora finds Diego.
Diego, wait. At least I got people dancing and clapping.
They were mocking you, laughing at you and me. And you've been here for weeks. How do you not see that?
I see it. I'm not stupid. But I have to be myself. That's all I know how to do.
Just stop doing it. It's like one day, just stop being you and just be normal.
Diego, we used to be so close. Why are things so different now?
Because, Dora, this is the jungle where you can just do whatever you want and just be best friends with a monkey. Okay, this is high school. It's life or death. And it was hard enough already without having to take care of the class weirdo.
Stung, Dora stares at Diego, then runs off. Diego watches her go. He looks down.
Dora?
Grandma enters Dora's room.
Dora?
A light glows in Dora's closet. Grandma sighs and walks into the closet. She sits next to Dora, who's slumped against the wall with her head down.
Okay. Sometimes we all need to hide, no?
Dora lifts her head slowly.
I guess I never felt lonely when I was by myself in the jungle. But now that I'm surrounded by kids, I feel alone all the time.
Mi amor.
Grandma pulls Dora into her arms.
Mi vida.
Then Diego hates me.
No. You are familia, mi amor.
Hmm? Abuelita?
Hmm?
Am I a weirdo?
No more than the rest of us.
That's not a no.
Let's get you some frijolitos, okay?
She kisses Dora's head. The next day at the museum.
Okay, here's the scavenger hunt list. You know the drill. Team up in groups of four and go get some photos. Oh, and if anybody needs me, I'll be in the cafeteria. Questioning my life choices.
Can I be on your team?
Students form groups.
Hey guys, us four?
Can I be on your team?
Hey guys.
Can I be on your team?
Four students left.
Ugh, you've got to be kidding me.
Sammy, Randy, Diego, and Dora.
Of course this is happening.
There's something really icy happening between you two. Was it the disco Dorka dance?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually care. Okay, find something that's more than 1,000 years old. Oldest relic gets 2 extra points. Come on.
Oh my gosh, could you be any bossier?
Excuse me? Bossier, really?
Yeah.
What's next, shrill? Or am I being too difficult for you? You left that out of your misogyny 101 class.
Randy whimpers. Sammy glares at him.
What? Do you have something to say?
I'm just so scared right now.
Sammy walks off. Dora notices a sign.
Hey, what about this Egyptian exhibit? Anything Egyptian would be the oldest relic by far.
A woman in a museum uniform.
Psst. I think I may be able to help you. Overheard about your scavenger hunt? You were looking at the Egyptian posters?
When does it open?
Oh, that's the problem. 2 weeks. They're unloading it today in the basement.
The woman looks around slyly.
Look, if it means that much to you, there may be a way for you to get down there.
She turns and walks over to a door, past a sign that reads, "No admittance." She swipes a keycard and goes through, glancing back at Dora. She leaves the door slightly ajar. Later, Dora and the others descend a staircase.
This best not be some wild goose chase.
I sure hope it is. I love chasing wild geese. Until you catch one, then it is not fun. Caught goose is just the meanest.
They enter a large, cluttered room. Shelves and tables are laden with exhibits, stuffed animals, bones, and artifacts. Dora heads down a row of shelves.
Well, it's grouped by origins. Oh, the ancient Egyptian stuff should be in this aisle.
She bumps into a large man.
Hi.
Oh no, she's been caught.
And I can totally explain why I'm here.
Someone's coming.
Come with me.
Hi.
Where?
Sammy, Randy, and Diego dive into a large wooden crate.
Look what I found sneaking around.
Ah, an interloper. A thief.
A bald man in a cap.
Or maybe an explorer.
He takes off his cap.
Hola, Dora.
Hi, I'm Dora. And wait, you already knew my name?
The museum woman approaches.
Hey, you gotta help me.
She grabs Dora.
I guess we win the scavenger hunt.
What? Hey, no! Hey,
they seal her in the same big crate.
No!
Wait.
What's going on?
What are you guys doing?
The bald man drops in a gas canister.
Sleep tight, Dora. And when you wake up, you will help us find your parents, and then... Parapata.
Later, in the crate, Dora sleeps. The crate shakes and rocks. The others are all asleep around her. Randy wakes up.
What's happening? Where are we?
Diego and Sammy wake up, realize their heads are touching. They jump back. Dora wakes up disoriented. She peers out the side of the crate.
I think... we're being unloaded from a plane?
We're not on a plane. We can't.
Sammy looks. They're on a plane.
Oh my God, we're on a plane. We've left the country without ID. We need to alert the U.S. consulate.
The crate jolts. A forklift carries the crate to the back of a truck. They're at a dusty airport. It's morning.
Dora, what happened?
Mira por mí.
They came for me. They're after my parents. After Parapata. Are you serious?
Treasure hunters?
Why did I take Mandarin? What are you guys saying?
The forklift drops them on the truck.
We gotta get out of here.
Dora opens her pack, finds a large knife.
Oh, look. Dora brought a knife on the field trip, everybody.
Outside the crate, the knife emerges and pries open the lid. Dora peers out.
I see three mercenaries, armed. Wait, there's a fourth.
She drops back in.
I think he saw me. He's coming for us.
They all brace themselves.
Okay. I am not here. I'm an avatar.
A bearded man opens the crate and looks in.
Dora, it is you.
How are you?
I'm a friend of your parents. I'm rescuing you, Dora. Come with me if you want to live.
He falls off the truck.
Where did he go?
Did he die?
He reopens the crate.
I'm okay. I'm okay. I need your help. But we have to run. Now!
The woman is driving. In the mirror, she spots the kids running off.
Boss!
Get them!
My parents did not sign a permission slip for the jungle! Why are we here? Where's the museum? Why?
How do we get out of here?
I don't know. Getting you out of the box was as far as my friend went.
They run into a hangar. The bald man whistles. Swiper the fox runs up and stops.
Swiper, at the ready.
Whatever happens, get that map.
Swiper salutes.
Swiper, yes, Swiper.
What kind of rescue is this?
It's the only one you've got.
Here, let me try.
They kick open a door.
Hola.
What the?
Swiper grabs Dora's pack.
Hey, that fox just swiped my map.
Where is it? Donde?
What part of the fox just swiped my map? Don't you understand? Come on, help me.
Dora flips onto the wing of a plane.
Gotcha.
There you are, my little friend.
No swiping, you Swiper.
She slides down the wing of the plane. Swiper jumps away. Dora rolls, grabbing her pack. Swiper jumps onto the propeller of another plane. The propeller spins under his feet. Dora pursues, sliding just under the spinning propeller blades. Randy grins.
She's amazing.
Dora grabs the propeller, stops it, launching Swiper.
Oh, shoot.
Swiper flies across the hangar and lands in boxes.
Man, I'm stuck upside down.
Dora runs up, but Swiper is gone. He has rejoined the bad guys.
Swiper, no!
They have the map.
Good job, Swiper.
I know, man. Get up!
Swiper chases Dora through the hangar.
Dora!
Dora runs toward her friends.
Now what do we do?
Come on!
Outside, they latch the door.
Where'd our rescuer go?
He ran away!
A Jeep drives up.
Get in!
Open this door, man!
Get in!
I'm not joking, man!
Swiper bangs on the door. It bursts open.
Swiper, get the truck! Don't let them escape!
Hold on!
A man steers the Jeep off the road into a field of sugarcane. They bounce through the field, their view obscured by the stalks. They lurch to a stop.
Are they following?
On the main road, the truck drives past, missing their trail.
Not anymore.
Are you kids okay?
Randy throws up out the window.
Oh, not really.
Not really? Understatement of the century. I was just kidnapped and chased by bad guys and a fox with a mask. Everyone saw that, right? Like, why does that fox need to remain anonymous? Who is going to recognize one specific fox?
The man nods.
How did you know my name?
You were an infant the last time I saw you. My name is Alejandro Gutierrez. I'm a professor of ancient languages at San Marcos University in Lima, Peru. Your parents and I were in constant contact during their time here. Then, 2 weeks ago, your parents' call stopped. Since then, silencio.
That means silence.
Yeah, I got that one.
They haven't answered any of my cell phone calls for weeks either.
Your father sent me this just the week before in case I could help.
Papi's journal!
So I came here to make sure they were okay. They tracked them this far. I've been staking it out, hoping for a sign from them. And then I saw you poke your head out of that crate, and I said to myself, Dora! Dora, the kidnapped teenager!
But how did you recognize me?
Well, you look sort of exactly the same. But I'm afraid I have no idea where to find your parents.
Don't worry. I can track my parents in the jungle. Let's... Hold up.
Or we could call the local police and have them come rescue us with, like, a SWAT team.
Yeah, that sounds like another solid option.
Of course! Yeah. Hello? 911? Can you please come and get us? We're at the corner of rain and forest.
Okay, I get it. I just want to go home.
We're gonna die out here. Look around you. This is the kind of place where people die.
I mean, in a way, every place is the kind of place where people die.
Okay, well, that's a bummer notion.
Guys, listen. Finding Dora's parents is our best chance of getting home.
My aunt and uncle will know what to do.
Doris,
my cousin, I can't just let her go off with some strange and anxious man we just met.
Thank you, Diego.
Now let's go find Doris' parents.
Driving down a dirt road, the Jeep hits a stream, sending a spray of water into the air. Down a smaller road higher in the mountains.
Look! In there, that's their car!
In a small clearing off the road is another Jeep, partly concealed by branches. They get out. Dora sees a circular mark on a tree.
Here. This is it. Our family symbol. This is where they started hiking.
Are we there? Where are your parents? I don't see your parents.
I can't go any further by car. The jungle gets too dense.
So how do we... We must enter the jungle on foot. Luckily, I prepared for this possibility.
Alejandro opens the back of his car.
Okay, I may have gone a little overboard on supplies. Be my guest.
An assortment of juice boxes, energy bars, sunblock, and bug spray.
This is a legit nightmare.
They stand together facing the dense jungle.
I'm not going first, though. You go first, all right? It feels right.
You all have nothing to worry about. The jungle is perfectly safe. Just don't touch anything. Or breathe too deeply.
They follow Dora into the jungle, cautious and alert. The sprawling jungle, shrouded in mist. Dora and the others walk through dense forest.
Are you sure your parents went this way?
Strange artifacts hanging from a tree.
Okay, what are these?
Warning signs. Totems. Legend tells of a deadly ancient militia dedicated to protecting Farapata from outside eyes. No one has seen Los Guardianes Perdidos, the Lost Guardians, for centuries.
Dora is in the lead, looking around at the jungle.
What was that?
Quechua. Ancient Inca. Impressive.
What does it mean?
All those that seek Parapata shall surely perish.
Okay, I am ready for my parents to come and get me now.
You have nothing to worry about. I promise. I mean, there's no need to overreact.
Alejandro walks into a spider web. He smacks his head on a tree branch, falls on his back. He gets up, brushing his face.
And that was just an example of the dangers of overreacting.
He plucks stray web from his face. The group hikes deeper into the jungle. A stream flows down a ravine of jumbled rocks. The sun sets over the forest. The group sleeps in hammocks. Sunrise over the jungle canopy. The group hikes in the sun-dappled forest. A lizard flicks out its tongue.
Ooh. You okay?
Fine. Totally fine.
Randy sees another mark.
Hey, I found one of those red loops.
My parents' symbol.
We must be getting close.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
We're going home.
They emerge into a campsite. A tent and supplies are scattered about, overturned and ransacked. Suitcases lie open, their contents tossed about.
This is my parents' camp. Or was. I mean, this is their stuff.
They all jump, looking around.
Someone's watching. I can feel it.
They turn, unsure of which way to look. Boots slides down a tree and lands with a flourish.
Kill it! Quickly, kill it!
Boots!
I'm so happy to see you!
She knows this monkey?
Of course she knows this monkey.
Dora kneels as Boots chatters.
Oh, thank goodness. He saw them. Oh, sorry. This is Boots. Boots, these are, my friends. They're here to help me.
No, we're here to get saved. Oh, and FYI, we are not friends.
Boots blows a raspberry at Sammy. He runs over to a tree and points at a rough painted symbol.
They did this quickly. See how they rushed it?
Yeah.
Still, I can track my parents better than any mercenaries. We just have to get to them first.
The group walks through the jungle. Sammy walks stiffly, whimpering.
May we stop for a moment? I need to do a thing.
What?
Just a thing.
What thing?
I know what this is. You have to poo.
No, that isn't it. Of course I have to poo. I haven't pooed in 48 hours. I'm sweating and every step is agony. Well, don't look at me. Cover your ears.
Probably should have said cover your ears before you said poo like 47 times.
There is no need to be afraid. I have an idea. Let's turn this into a song.
Let's not. You know what? I think it's past. Why don't we just go back to the group and we can just...
Dora and Sammy find a secluded spot. Dora opens a collapsible shovel.
Seriously? You had that in your backpack too?
Poo shovel. It's time to dig the poo hole. Dig, dig, dig. Just grab a shovel, it's a piece of cake. Make sure the hole is deep and there isn't a snake. I'm telling you this so you will be wiser. And don't forget, it's a natural fertilizer.
Dora gives a big smile.
I believe in you, Sammy. I believe that you can do this. Also, medically, you have to do this.
Okay, bye.
Come on, Boots.
Sammy stares at the hole. Randy sips from a juice box.
She's good. There's nothing to be afraid of.
An arrow strikes a tree. Randy spits.
Not good. Not good at all.
Go, go, go!
Everyone runs from the arrows.
Real arrows flying at us! Real arrows flying at us!
Alone, Sammy sighs in relief.
Dig the pool hole, dig, dig, dig.
She frowns. Everyone is running toward her.
Run! Look away! Look away!
All right, no time!
We saw nothing!
Run for your life!
We gotta go!
She pulls up her pants and runs.
What is happening?
It's the curse! The curse is gonna perish us! We're gonna perish all over the place!
What's this? Now follow me!
This way!
They all scramble into a hollow log. Arrows strike the log, punching holes on either side of Randy's head.
They hit me! I'm bleeding out! I am losing life force!
Randy's shirt is soaked.
Oh, no! It's juice box! It's just juice box.
Diego holds up a juice box punctured by an arrow. Randy laughs, then sobs.
I think we're safe. For now.
Arrows begin flying again. One arrow strikes a branch on the log, which tips and begins to roll down a steep hill.
Not safe! Not safe! Not safe!
The log, with everyone inside, tumbles down the slope.
I want to go home! I want to go home!
The log bounces over rocks and trees. It comes to a rest at the bottom of a ravine. Dust drifting from the log. Dora and the others climb out shakily.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Sammy slumps to the ground.
Guys, I can't say for sure, because I'm fairly confident I just sustained a serious brain injury, but I do believe we may have just met Los Guardianes Perdidos, the Lost Guardians.
I thought you said they were just legends.
These are the same Inca sun symbols that were on those totems.
So these are like legit arrows? Like, kill people arrows?
The markings are quite authentic.
Dora approaches Sammy.
Hey, you okay?
Okay? Okay? No, I'm not okay, okay? I want to go home. I want to be staring at my phone in an ice-cold room drinking a frozen coffee beverage. And I know that makes me sound real basic, but that is what I want. Oh, and by the way, the poo song, lie. Yeah, it was totally dangerous. Arrows rained down on me. I hate it here!
Sammy storms off, then stops.
I can't even storm off because this jungle will eat me!
Maybe a song will help. It's okay to freak out sometimes. It's really okay to totally freak out.
Songs!
Dora looks away from Sammy to the others. Nobody meets her gaze. Dora forces a smile.
Okay.
Slowly, she walks away from the group. Diego watches her go, then sighs. Dora sits alone on the riverbank. Diego walks up behind her, then sits down next to her. He nudges her.
Are you here to yell at me too?
Ah. Actually, I'm here to avoid getting yelled at.
It's scary to be responsible for other people. It's easier when you're alone.
Is it?
Dora looks at Diego.
Look, I know she can be like a real pain in the butt sometimes, but she's not all bad, I guess.
Dora smiles, suppresses a giggle.
You have an attraction for her?
What? No. No, I definitely never said that.
You know, a life-threatening situation can often accelerate the mating process in many species.
Okay, no. Just slow your roll. And please don't ever say the word mating again. Ever.
Boots approaches Dora from behind.
Let's just get out of here.
Diego stands up.
Are we even going the right way?
Boots and Dora share a giggle. Diego spots something on the sandy riverbank. In the soft ground is a paw print.
What?
Fox tracks.
Walking through the woods, Boots sniffs the ground ahead of Dora and Diego. They duck behind a rock and peer over the top. The mercenaries have set up camp. Viper, Swiper, and the bald man are there.
Scouted the area. There's a freshly cut path to the north, some ruins to the east.
Did you find any more of their markings?
No.
Okay, then we head north.
That's the path they took.
Hi, guys.
What was that?
Oblivious, Alejandro walks up behind Dora and Diego. The mercenaries scan the jungle. Boots gets an idea. He jumps to the top of the rock and waves. He bounds from tree to tree, waving and chattering.
Are you scared of monkeys now?
Monkeys can carry 3 times their body weight.
So that's a yes? Viper's scared of monkeys.
It's just a monkey fact. That's all it is.
The mercenaries grab packs and head into the woods. Sammy and Randy back at the river.
Where are those guys?
They're definitely dead. It's just you and me now. Of course, we'll have to start a family.
We're not starting a family.
Give it a few days.
The others emerge from the jungle.
Hey, where have you guys been?
Hi, guys.
Look, I'm really sorry, Dora. It's fine. It's fine, Sammy. We saw the mercenaries. They're ahead of us.
We'll have to follow the mercenaries from a safe distance.
No, we're not following them. My parents didn't go that way. My father says that the way to Parapata passes through an opera house. The opera house was built hundreds of years ago by Europeans during the rubber boom. It would be nothing but ruins by now. This is the way they went.
Holding Cole's journal, Dora leads them into a glade.
This must be it. Or was it?
An old stone staircase overgrown with trees and vines.
Doesn't look like any opera singers have been here for a while.
Yeah.
They climb the steps.
The Europeans may have built it, but the jungle has taken it back.
The Phantom of the Opera is here inside my mind.
Randy stops singing and looks down.
Why does the ground feel like chocolate pudding?
Excuse me.
Their feet sink into soft muck.
Wait. I ate a lot of frijoles and chimichangas.
Alejandro pulls his feet out of the muck.
I ate chili con carne. I ate mucho pozole.
Randy stops laughing and stares up at a wall.
Wait, anyone else notice the walls are getting higher?
Quicksand!
They begin to sink.
You gotta be kidding me.
Quicksand really exists? I thought it was just a video game thing. It's like Pitfall.
They're up to their knees.
It's a classic.
How do we get out of this stuff?
Okay, rule number one of quicksand, don't panic. You'll only get sucked in further. Lie down flat on your back. You have to distribute your weight.
Dora lies back. Everyone else does the same, except Alejandro.
No. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, this feels super wrong.
Now, make little movements with your legs to make space for the water to get between the sand. And once your legs are free, simply backstroke out of the quicksand.
Oh, give me a break. We're gonna die in here.
All of them are lying back, arms out.
Look, look, it's working. It's working.
Dora drags herself out of the quicksand. Alejandro is up to his waist. Dora pulls Randy out. Randy does the same for Diego. Diego hauls Sammy out. She collapses against him. They look at one another awkwardly.
Thanks.
Help me!
Alejandro, you have to stop moving. Stay still.
Alejandro is up to his neck.
Why have you all gone quiet? It's bad, isn't it?
A huge scorpion crawls up behind him. He blows at it, but it keeps coming. The scorpion climbs on his face.
Not in the face!
A second scorpion approaches.
It's another male. They will now fight.
The second one also climbs onto Alejandro's head. The two scorpions grapple. Dora frowns.
I'm not sure those guys are fighting.
Oh, it's a female. They are not fighting. They are mating.
Alejandro sinks to his chin.
Get it off!
Quick, someone go get a branch!
Get it off!
No.
I'm sinking!
No, wait.
He goes under.
Guys, come back!
It's a jungle full of trees and I can't find a branch.
Oh, no. Randy runs down the steps behind the quicksand.
I see feet.
Human feet! Over here!
Beneath the exposed roots is a pair of feet.
Okay, everyone, 1, 2, 3!
Together, they all pull Alejandro through the bottom of the bog. He's covered in muck, gasping and coughing. Everyone gathers around him, relieved.
I'm alive!
Yes!
I'm alive!
Yes!
I'm alive! I'm alive! I'm alive!
He starts weeping. Everyone backs away, uncomfortable.
I thought it was gonna die.
Dora extends a hand to comfort him.
It's so awkward when adults cry. You just don't know where to look.
And I was too. And then a scorpion was mating in my head.
Dora puts a hand on Alejandro's shoulder. He looks at her.
I'm so sorry. My whole life is a lie. I'm a fraud.
No. Yeah. No. Everyone thinks that sometimes, Alejandro.
I'm a bad guy.
No.
Yes.
No.
No, yes.
No,
no, yes, I am. Yes.
No.
I'm a bad guy.
No, you are not a bad guy. No one is deep down inside.
Thank you, Dora.
Come on.
She pulls him to his feet.
Where are we? Someone lives here.
A cave entrance nearby. Firelight flickers inside.
And that someone's coming.
A dark shadow stirs in the cave. An old woman emerges holding a staff. She's dressed in a shawl and a brimmed hat. She gives them a big grin. They relax and smile. Later, inside the woman's hut, the group sits around a fire and drinks from mugs.
She hasn't seen my parents. She doesn't seem very interested in helping me find them.
Perhaps she knows how to get to Parapata.
Parapata!
She sparks a flame from the fire.
She seemed pretty interested in that.
The woman sets up 5 stone figurines on a flat stone in front of her. They align with the 5 people sitting across from her.
Are they supposed to be us?
One by one, she smashes each figurine with a large rock. She glares at the cowering group. She resumes smashing the figurines, reducing them to powder. The gang flinches as she hammers the figurines.
That seemed bad, right? Everyone thinks that was bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
The woman makes broad gestures as she speaks. Dora's eyes grow wide.
What did she say?
She said, anyone seeking Parapata is cursed.
Well, that's great.
But she also said she knows how to get you guys back downriver. She can take you home. All of you.
Yes. Yes, I am saved. I mean, only if you are cool without us, obviously.
You got me into this mess, but I guess you're getting me out of it, so we'll call it even.
Dora smiles. Diego looks at her.
I'm coming with you. I can't let you go alone. I mean, plus you're my cousin. There's, like, rules about that.
Moved, Dora smiles. Outside, the old woman points out 2 paths.
This is where we split up.
Dora hugs Sammy. Sammy hugs her back. Randy hugs Alejandro.
Oh, my.
Sammy looks at Diego.
I,
hope you don't die or anything.
You too.
Diego holds out his hand for a handshake. Sammy hugs him instead. He hesitates, then returns the hug.
Is she staring at us?
Yeah.
Okay, time to go.
They separate, revealing Dora watching them with a smile.
Diego, Dora, let's go.
The old woman points with her staff.
She says stick to the path.
Huh. Let's go. Bye, guys.
Good luck, Dora.
Dora gives them a smile. At the river, the old woman leads Randy and Sammy to the water's edge.
Ballet.
Why is she in such a hurry to get us out of here?
On the riverbank is a canoe. She gestures, exposing a tattoo on her wrist, the same symbol from the arrows.
Randy, wait, stop. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, 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 no. Come on.
We've got to warn them.
Away.
They run back up the path, leaving the woman. Dora, Diego, and Alejandro come upon a glade of huge purple flowers.
Not something you see every day.
Are you sure about this?
Well, she said this was the way we had to go.
They walk slowly toward the flowers.
Don't touch anything.
Alejandro lifts his hand from the flower he was about to touch. Walking very slowly, they step between the huge blossoms. Alejandro contorts around two of the flowers to avoid touching them. The strap from Alejandro's backpack nearly brushes one of the flowers. He holds the strap between his teeth. Dora and Alejandro sigh with relief.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
We did it!
He throws up his hands in joy, striking a flower.
Oops.
Throughout the grove, the huge flowers begin to open. Alejandro leans over one of the flowers. The flower expels a mist.
It's spotting my face!
We're in a spore field!
Don't breathe it in! Let's get out of here!
It's okay. It's okay. If these were poisonous spores, we'd all be dead by now. Come on, Diego.
Dora's eyes widen in shock.
What? What?
Oh, boy.
Diego now has a cartoon head. So does Dora.
What's happening?
You look weird.
Everything now looks like a cartoon, including the jungle. Alejandro tears off his clothes.
I don't need these clothes anymore!
Naked, he dashes into the jungle.
I'm sure this will pass. It's fine.
Fine? Are you kidding me? This is incredible!
Diego swings away on a vine.
Hi, Dora!
Hi there, Map! Oh, I thought I lost you.
You can never lose me. I'm always with you.
Hi, Dora.
Backpack.
My mouth is a zipper.
Hi, Dora.
I don't know you, Small Rock.
Oh.
But it's nice to make your acquaintance. Everyone is here.
An assortment of creatures surround Dora, cheering. Diego and Dora at a chasm. Dora points across.
Look, Bobby's journal.
Dora tries to jump across the chasm. She plummets, then reappears behind Diego, hitting the ground next to him.
You okay, Dora?
I can't. I'm not ready.
Take my hand. Let's try this together.
He pulls her up.
Yay!
Together, they run to the edge. They jump. Dora's gear flies out of her pack. They fall just short. Sammy and Randy grab their hands.
Sammy! Randy!
We've got you, Dora.
Thanks, guys.
Up ahead, a green mountain grows eyes and gives them a wink. Darkness closes.
What do we do?
We should sing her a song. She likes songs. Please be alive, Dora, don't be dead. That sounds like something that you would have said. I'm not very good at this.
Worked. She's waking up.
Dora wakes up.
Hey.
Everything is back to normal.
Randy?
Oh, thank goodness.
Boots. Oh.
Hi.
You came back. You have a nice voice.
Well, sometimes a song's the best idea. But not often. And don't tell anyone I did that. You're going to be okay.
At night, the moon appears from behind clouds. Diego is asleep. He gasps, waking up. He looks around, sees Dora sitting alone by a small campfire. He joins her by the fire.
You know, Dora, I never forgot about the jungle. And you were my best friend. And my first friend. I'm glad I'm here with you, Dora. And this is our next adventure, Prima.
Our next adventure, Prima.
They embrace. Alejandro wakes up wrapped in a blanket. He rubs his head.
I had the weirdest dream.
He looks down, realizing he's naked beneath the blanket. Sunrise over the mountainous jungle. The group walks along a cliffside path. To their right, a steep drop-off into a lush green valley.
Parapata should be somewhere in these mountains.
Huh, that's great. For the first time, I'm actually feeling really good about how things are.
The ground crumbles beneath their feet. One by one, they plunge into a gap. Rubble closes off the gap, sealing boots outside.
Ignore what I just said.
The five sit up painfully. Dora turns on her flashlight. They're in a round chamber, ornate carving on the walls. They all stand up.
This was all hidden down here?
Well, great. Now we're stuck in a hole.
Decoration on the ceiling depicts a starry sky.
Wow. Stars.
Star.
Classic us.
But the stars aren't in the correct place.
Awesome. It's a jungle puzzle.
I don't think this is a jungle puzzle. Mainly because there's no such thing as a jungle puzzle.
Listen, I've seen several movies about the jungle. To solve this, we have to get the stars in the right place. And when we do, these big stone wheels will turn and the treasure will be revealed. It's gonna be awesome. I just need to figure out how to move the first piece.
Oh. Three levers stand at the side of the room. Randy pulls one of them. It won't budge.
Are you sure you should be touching it?
The lever shifts.
What is that?
The room shakes.
That does not sound like a good noise.
Oh, wait. The stars are in the right position. It's the southern hemisphere. I was just looking at it the wrong way.
It's still a jungle puzzle, right?
Water sprays from a hole in the wall.
Oh, I don't think this is a jungle puzzle. This is a Pokio.
What the flip is a Pokio?
It's an ancient underground aqueduct. Inca engineers built some of the most elaborate irrigation systems ever devised. Water from above using gravity.
Randy pushes more levers. The water increases, soaking Dora.
Pulling levers, Randy!
I'm trying to find the off switch!
Water gushes through more openings. The room begins to fill up. Water pummels the group from all sides.
Okay, if this is an aqueduct, we just need to somehow open the sluice gate.
How do you know so much?
We learned about them last year in history class. You were there. It was the week you wore a lot of red and pink.
The water is waist high.
I look at you a lot, okay? We just need to find the sluice gate. Where is the sluice gate?
Please, stop saying sluice gate.
The water is chest level. Diego takes a deep breath and dives. Underwater, he spots a large closed drain on the floor. A valve is just beyond it.
That must be the mechanism that controls the sluice gate. That's what it's called, okay? We have bigger things to deal with right now. Everyone give me a hand. It's gonna take all of us.
One, two, three.
The whole group dives and swims to the valve. It's a circular ratchet. They try to turn it. It won't budge. Randy finds a handle and attaches it. He disengages the ratchet, but even with all hands turning, it won't move. Alejandro signals the others, and they all surface.
This is our last chance! It's now or never!
Who here can hold their breath for 7 minutes?
Randy raises his hand.
It's hard to tell with all of this water, but I'm assuming none of your hands are raised. This one's mine.
Randy dives. He swims back to the valve. on the surface, the group has to swim to stay afloat. Randy wrestles with the valve. It still won't budge. The water level is just inches from the ceiling. Randy finally turns the valve. The huge drain opens, creating a whirlpool. Everyone sinks underwater and spins down the drain. In a huge stone pipe, Dora and the others slide down a steep series of turns. The aqueduct opens to the outside through an ornate carved opening. One by one, they plunge into a river below. They swirl in the turbulent water. All goes black. Dora coughs, lying on the rocky riverbank. Slowly, she opens her eyes. Standing over her, looking down in surprise,
Dora!
Is her mother.
Dora!
What?
Oh,
honey! Dora!
Oh, honey! Mommy!
Oh. Oh, baby, honey! Honey!
Dora hugs her parents, overjoyed.
Randy did it!
We're alive! Diego scrambles on shore.
Theo! Okay, can somebody please tell me what's going on?
We were kidnapped by mercenaries who were after Parapata.
I just said the graphic, I'm basically a superhero!
Randy and Sammy join them on the shore.
Oh, hi, Dora's parents.
Okay, honey, who are all these people?
We're Dora's friends, from school.
They all smile at Dora.
We're on a field trip. And where are the mercenaries?
Alejandro saved us from them, and he's with us.
Who?
Your old friend, Alejandro, from the university. You sent him your journal.
Alejandro wades ashore.
My journal was stolen days before the expedition.
Bravo team.
Alejandro holds a walkie-talkie.
This is Alpha Leader.
You don't know him, do you?
Alejandro smirks at her.
We found them.
Honey, come here. Get back, kids.
Delta rendezvous point. You have my location.
You lied to me.
No, I outwitted you.
That's the same thing.
As I have outwitted every adversary that came before you.
Viper and the bald man grab them.
Who would have believed that my greatest achievement, the final act in a prosperous treasure hunting career, would find me squaring off against the socially inept jungle nerd.
Hey.
And three high school losers.
I don't know them, so whatever.
Now, if you please, you will lead me to Parapata.
Dora looks at her father.
But you can't get inside. It's impenetrable.
Impenetrable.
That means you can't get inside.
I know.
Okay.
Shut up.
Alejandro points at Dora.
You wouldn't want anything to happen to her. Now, would you?
Of course not.
Good. So, if everyone just plays nice, I'll get my gold, and you'll be on your way home safe and sound. You're a smart family, right? So, make the smart choice.
The mercenaries release Dora's parents. Dora's mom hugs her.
We're moving out! Let's go!
Later, below a towering waterfall, the group hikes along the valley floor. Dora and her friends walk in single file, their hands tied behind their backs.
I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
If we do what he says, we'll be okay.
Corey, I'm so sorry.
No, we're sorry.
No, we love you so much. So
can you all shut up back there? I've had to listen to your mindless positivity for 3 days. Your relentless good nature spirit is a holy nightmare. So just shut up. Shut up.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah,
Shut up. No more talking. And definitely no more singing.
They resume walking. Later, they approach a tunnel in the rock at the top of some rough stairs. Dora's parents exchange a glance.
Why have you stopped here? This is it, isn't it?
No, please, wait.
Alejandro walks through the tunnel, emerging out the other side. He stares, mouth open, as a golden light illuminates his face. They look down on a wide valley shrouded in mist, A walled city glows in the sunlight.
It's real.
We may camp tonight by those gates. Come on! Orale!
Later, the group walks in single file down a narrow jungle path. Boots follows them, watching from a tree. Dora spots him. He gives her a thumbs up. She shakes her head. Boots drops onto her pack and reaches for her hands.
Poppy wants us to do what they say.
Boots unties her hands. Viper turns back and glares. She hides her hands behind her back. Boots innocently eats a banana in a tree. Viper rolls his eyes, resumes walking. Boots jumps onto Diego's back, unties his hands. Diego hides his hands as Viper turns around again. Boots sits on a rock, pretends to meditate. Boots jumps to Sammy. Viper spins around and glares. Sammy gives him an innocent smile. He turns around again. Boots unties Randy's hands, jumps onto a rock, fist bumps Randy. Viper spins again, annoyed.
What's going on back here?
Randy drops the piece of rope. Viper sees it.
Oops.
Kids!
Everyone runs. Viper grabs his gun. Dora draws her yo-yo and flings it at him twice. He topples unconscious.
It really is the deadliest weapon.
Dora tosses the yo-yo up. It lands in her pack.
Viper, what's going on back there?
Dora runs off. The bald man sees Viper, draws his gun. Alejandro pushes it down.
Put that down. What happened?
Viper got yo-yoed.
Again?
Again.
Take the professors to the gate.
I spend days with these brats. I know what they'll do next.
Dora runs through the jungle.
Diego! Sammy! Randy, where are you guys?
She trips and falls, tumbling down a steep slope. She pushes herself up. Boots jumps down to her.
Boots! You shouldn't have done that!
Boots stares at her and blinks.
So what if he's a double-crossing mercenary treasure hunter? My parents are gonna show him the treasure, and he's gonna let us all go.
Boots stares at her. Realization grows in Dora.
He's gonna kill them, isn't he? He's gonna kill all of us. Oh no. I can't save them. Not by myself?
She shakes her head.
Just a kid.
Boots stares at her, then speaks.
You're not a kid. But you're not a grown-up either, Dora. You're a teenager. It's a super confusing time.
Dora stares in shock.
But the fact is, you're right. You can't do it by yourself. Good news is you have friends now. And together, anything is possible.
Boots, you can talk?
He blinks at her.
Hey, Boots, Boots, come on.
Diego
Boots.
And the others arrive.
Hey, did you guys hear that?
You talking to a monkey?
No, Boots was talking to me.
Maybe she hit her head.
Come on, guys, we have to save my parents.
How? We are teenagers armed with yo-yos.
All Alejandro wants is the gold. And if we can get inside Parapata, we can trade the treasure for my parents.
But how are we going to get into Parapata?
We're gonna figure it out, together. Tonight.
Boots stands at attention next to Dora. At night, outside the city wall, a huge gate choked with vines. The mercenaries are camped there. Dora and the others watch from a hill.
Guarding.
Swiper marches back and forth.
Guarding the gate. Swiper is guarding the gate. Guarding the gate. I'm guarding.
Would you stop singing?
Swiper.
It's unprofessional.
How are we gonna get past him?
Guarding the gate.
Dora looks at Diego.
Huh?
A cloth sack lands on the ground near Swiper. He carefully approaches it, picks it up.
What you got there?
A golden poison frog jumps out.
Ah.
The bald man approaches.
It's just a little frog.
He reaches for it. The frog extends a tiny finger and touches him.
Hmm.
He topples, unconscious. The frog jumps onto Swiper's long snout.
Oh, man.
Swiper falls flat on his back.
Good job, golden poison frog.
Dora and the others step over the sleeping figures. They stand before the heavy gate.
Must be a way to open the gates from the outside.
Several animal statues near the gate.
Hey guys, look at these. Each one has a lever.
I was wrong about jungle puzzles, okay? There is no such thing as a jungle puzzle.
Wait, don't do that. Look, traps. Could be arrows or poison.
Looks like there's traps everywhere.
This is one heavy security system.
So how do we know which levers to pull? There's so many combinations.
Randy looks down. Glowing mosaic tiles on the floor depict constellations. The glow fades, he looks up. The moon emerges from behind a cloud. 20 different constellations on the floor light up.
Guys, look down.
Looks like constellations.
Classic us, again.
This is Yawarmayu, the Inca night sky.
The moon disappears again, the mosaics fade.
Look, some of the stones retain the light longer. This is Anka, the eagle.
Look.
One of the stone statues resembles an eagle.
And that's Atok, the fox. It's right there.
This one looks like a serpent. Are there any more?
This one's Otorongo, the jaguar. This must be the fourth lever.
Okay, but which one should we pull first?
Each of them stands by a lever.
Maybe we pull them all at once?
Well, that's a pretty big maybe.
At least if we die, we all get to die together, right?
They all look at each other with somber expressions.
On three, we pull. Ready?
They each take hold of a lever. Randy and Sammy eye the arrow traps on the walls.
One.
Two.
Three.
They pull. They look around, waiting for something to happen.
Okay, it's official. Movies lie.
Slowly, the huge doors open inward.
It's a jungle puzzle. It's a real freaking jungle puzzle. That is so awesome. I'm sorry I doubted your movies.
The four of them step into the city beyond. Boots follows. They walk down a moonlit avenue cluttered with artifacts and colorful tapestries.
I've never seen anything like it. This is the discovery of a lifetime.
At the end of the avenue stands a huge crumbling temple structure, a pyramid topped by a tower.
I guess this must be the temple.
The gold, right? This is totally where the gold's hidden.
Everything the Inca treasured will be in here. But remember, we're explorers, not treasure hunters.
We're not treasure hunters, but Alejandro sure is. So let's be quick. Come on, I don't do last.
Dora grabs a torch as they enter. Stone doors close behind them. Inside, they ignite the torch. The torch illuminates an ornate chamber.
It's empty. I don't get it.
See any doors?
This can't be all that there is.
I don't see any treasure.
It's probably cleaned out by Spanish conquistadores.
Or the British.
Or the French.
Or the Americans and the United Fruit Company.
Randy knocks a large, shallow bowl from a pedestal, catches it.
I found this bowl. Could be treasure.
That's a sun bowl.
You tilt the bowls to reflect the sunlight.
So that must mean there's...
Look, there's an opening in the wall for the sun to shine in.
Well, this flashlight can be our sun. Here, Boots.
Boots takes the flashlight and climbs the wall to the hole. He aims the powerful beam at the group. Randy reflects the beam with the bowl.
Now what?
We have to angle the bowl to the right place in the room.
A diagram on the wall depicts a nautilus shape.
Clearly, they love geometry.
They fit together symmetrically. The golden ratio, 51 degrees.
Diego and Sammy each pick up bowls.
Okay, Randy, angle your bowl 51 degrees to Diego.
Okay.
Okay, Diego. Me.
The beam reflects off Diego's bowl. Dora holds up a small mirror and directs the beam at Sammy.
Okay. Now I'll turn mine 51 degrees, and we'll see where it lands.
The beam crisscrosses the room and lands on an Incan sun carving. A seam in the wall opens.
A door!
It's opening a door, guys.
Just hold the beam until the doors are fully open.
Diego spots a design on the wall.
What is that? Some sort of ancient Inca group hug?
Spiders climb out of the carving. Sammy drops her bowl.
It slipped. I'm sorry.
Randy looks up. Spikes in the ceiling press downward.
Oh, guys. You might want to look up. The jungle puzzles are turning on us!
The door's closing! Everyone run!
They all run for the shrinking gap.
Come on, Boots!
Boots follows. Dora gets wedged in. The slabs are closing on her.
Dora! Try and pull it open!
It isn't enough!
Boots wedges between the slabs. He grabs his tail and pumps it like a lever. His body extends like a jack and pries open the slabs. Dora tumbles free.
Thank you. Oh, Boots. Good job, buddy.
Whoa. That's some hallway.
A long hall lined with skulls.
I think it goes on forever.
At the end, is that
a giant golden monkey? We did it, guys. We found the treasure.
Wait, these skulls, they look like a...
Randy steps on a trigger plate on the floor.
Warning.
The whole corridor begins to tilt downward. Linking hands, they brace themselves against the walls. But they slip. Diego and Sammy grab the walls, halting their slide. At the bottom of the hallway, a pit full of spikes.
Spears! Okay. Okay, I know what we have to do. When we get to the bottom of the hallway, we have to jump at the same time.
It's too far!
What? We will never make it! No one's an illusion, okay? Trust me.
It's okay, Sam. Let go. It's okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Sammy and Diego let go. They all slide on their backs toward the pit.
Now jump!
They roll forward and jump, sailing over the spikes and landing on a stone platform. They climb to their feet. Behind them, the hallway lowers again.
It was a forced perspective. A trick to fool thieves and trespassers. Good job, Diego.
Ancient Inca group hug for the win, guys.
They join in a group hug. An open courtyard. On an altar is a small gold statue of a monkey. Two platforms next to the altar are piled with golden jewels.
The monkey looked a lot more impressive back there.
Looks pretty impressive to me.
Is that an emerald?
It's bigger than a basketball.
I think we found the treasure, guys.
No. This is the last puzzle. Look, this is a quipu, Inca written language.
A short knotted rope.
Make an offering to the gods of that which is most revered.
What did the Inca revere the most?
That's easy.
Alejandro stands behind them. He holds a pistol.
The same as me. Gold.
Oh, crud.
Thanks for getting through the tough stuff for me. Once again, I only had to follow Miss Know-It-All, and she led me straight to the gold.
He picks up some of the gold items. The kid steps slowly away from him.
Gold, gold. Lots and lots of gold.
He flips a gold coin.
The answer to the puzzle is obvious. The Incas build monuments to their gods with it. Gold is as close to touching the sun as the Incas could get.
He winks at them. He approaches the monkey idol. The idol's hands are extended with palms up. Alejandro sets the gold coin on the palms. The hands lift up the coin. The rumbling noise comes from all around them.
It's happening! It's happening! It's happening!
He performs a gloating dance.
I won! I beat you! I won! I beat you! I won! The treasure is going to be mine!
You were wrong about me, Alejandro. I'm not a know-it-all. But by now, I do know you. I knew that you would follow us in here. And I knew that you would let us take all the risk for you. I knew the final Inca test would carry dire consequences for those who should fail it. Which is why we, are over here, and you, well, you're standing right there.
The flagstones beneath Alejandro begin to collapse. He stumbles back to avoid falling. The floor tumbles away beneath him, and he falls out of sight. Dora and the others stare at the hole. A puff of dust rises from the depths.
I'm still alive! Bravo! Viper! Help me! Get in here! Now! My mercenaries are on their way! This isn't over yet!
A heavy stone door in the wall rolls open. A group of exotic soldiers enters, holding ancient weapons. They move aside, making room for the mysterious old woman. Flanked by the soldiers, she stares at the group. Dora's parents are with them.
Dora!
Oh, honey!
Mommy! Puppy! I'm so sorry.
It's fine. How cool is this? Look at these guys. That's a real crossbow.
Honey, it's a real crossbow, yep.
It's the Lost Guardians of Parapata.
Ridiculous! There are no Lost Guardians! I made them up!
No, they're super real, bro.
The old woman removes her hat and drops her staff. She holds up her hand, and her skin flakes away in a swirl of gold. She transforms into a much younger Inca woman wearing a golden headdress. She speaks to the group in Incan. You were warned. And yet you persisted.
I think this is when we perish.
Seize the thieves. Dora runs forward. No, please. We're not with him. Two soldiers drag Alejandro from the pit. We're not treasure hunters. We're explorers. We're here to learn. Dora waits expectantly. The woman raises her hand and the soldiers lower their weapons. Show me the correct path. Explorer. Dora nods. She walks towards the altar, avoiding the pit. Her parents speak to her, but the woman shushes them.
Choose the right thing.
Yep.
Dora steps up to the altar, inspecting the piles of treasure. Golden idols, exotic jewelry, immense gemstones. She pauses, then gives a slight smile. Her parents watch her nervously. She turns to a water-filled basin and picks up a small bowl. She dunks the bowl in the water, filling it. She steps up to the monkey idol, which wears a fearsome expression. Gently, she reaches up and pours some water into the palms of the idol. The hands of the idol lift up. Everyone watches and waits, faces tense. Stone doors begin sliding open behind the altar. A golden light streams in.
She did.
Dora turns back to the woman and smiles. A wise choice. Dora smiles at her friends. Together, they head for the exits.
Thank you.
The woman nods with a slight smile.
Honey.
Exiting the courtyard, Dora's parents gasp.
Nothing I've ever imagined.
Dora stares, bathed in golden light.
It's breathtaking.
Diego looks at Sammy, overwhelmed.
Monkey. Really big, gold monkey.
Boot sits on Randy's shoulder. They bump fists. Swiper grabs the idol.
Say goodbye to your little friend.
What is happening? Swiper!
Adios, losers!
He has angered the gods.
Everyone get out of here! What about the gold?
It doesn't matter!
Wait, guys! What about me?
Dad, leave me here!
Cora! Randy! Help me! We're team! Guys!
The courtyard is crumbling. Stone walls collapse. Dora turns back and sees a huge gold monkey statue. The soldiers drag Alejandro through a doorway beneath it.
I knew the answer was water! Can you give me another go? I was joking about the gold! Of course not gold! Water is precious!
Honey, let's go!
Dora exchanges one last look with the woman, then sprints with the others through the crumbling temple. Swiper runs with the idol.
And you'll never find it now, man!
We gotta go! I love Parapata, but I don't want to be stuck here forever!
Out on the main avenue, the city is collapsing. Swiper struggles to run, carrying the heavy idol, but they're catching up.
Uh-oh. Get off me, monkey!
Boots leaps onto Swiper, pulling his whiskers.
Ow!
The idol drops on Swiper's foot. Boots picks it up, hands it to Dora.
Oh, man. The indignity.
Dora turns back toward the crumbling city. Amid swirling dust and wind, the altar stands empty.
That's it.
Oh, no! Dora, wait!
What are you doing?
She runs back. She climbs up the steps and heaves the idol onto the altar. She steps away from the idol. The wind and the shaking stop. The courtyard clears and fills with sunshine.
Oh, wow.
Oh! Dora! You did it!
Smoke and dust clear out of the city, trees blossoming in the light. Crumbled walls repair themselves. The huge front gates close. Dora and the group stand and watch as new vines grow across the gates, sealing them shut. A single flower blooms on the vines.
Should we put up a sign saying, choose the water?
No, okay.
Dora smiles at her parents.
Dora, tú eres la
mejor. You are the greatest explorer, Dora.
La mejor de
the greatest in the world. I love you.
Los quiero.
I love you.
Hey.
Diego looks at Sammy.
Look, I know we weren't exactly friends when this trip started, but I...
Sammy interrupts him with a kiss.
I like you too. Dora's staring at us again, isn't she?
Yeah.
Dora and her parents are staring.
Okay.
A red helicopter flies out of the jungle. Then later, at the house on the lake, the group arrives home. Everyone's families are waiting. They all embrace. Dora and her parents watch, their arms around each other. Later, at night, everyone is gathered at a table on the porch. Dora and her parents sit apart from them on the dock.
We have some exciting news.
We're going back into the jungle in a few weeks.
We'll be gone for a few months, no contact, just us against the elements.
Mm-hmm.
Me and your mom.
Dora nods.
And you.
Dora looks at her parents with a joyful expression.
We're on to something big, Dora.
About that.
Dora looks back at her friends on the porch.
I think I want to go back to the city. I know the jungle pretty well.
Okay.
But high school? I think I need more time to study that culture.
Mm-hmm.
And its indigenous people.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
I love you guys.
We love you, too. Sweetheart.
Dora rises and heads back to her friends. Dora's parents watch her go, both smiling, but then the smiles fade. They sob uncontrollably.
I'm on her own now.
I'm so happy for her.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, it's gonna be okay, babe. It's gonna be okay. It's not gonna be okay.
Back in the school gymnasium at another dance, Words on Screen, directed by James Bobin, Dora dances alone on the dance floor, dressed all in white. She starts dancing in a quirky style, screenplay by Nicholas Stoller and Matthew Robinson. Diego joins her wearing blue, students turn to watch. Sammy wearing yellow joins their dance. More students turn to look. Randy wearing red joins them now.
The dork is multiplied.
Story by Tom Wheeler and Nicholas Stoller. The four continue dancing in a lively synchronized style, based on the television series Dora the Explorer by Chris Gifford, Valerie Walsh Valdez, and Eric Weiner. Produced by Kristen Burr, PGA. Randy lifts his shirt, revealing a rash. Executive producers Julia Pistor, Eugenio Derbez. A group of students joins them on the floor. They dance around an emblem on the floor that reads Silver Lake High Sea Eagles. Executive producer John G. Scotti. Students join the dance. Director of Photography Javier Aguirre Saroba, ASC. Diego clutches his stomach. He runs off. Production designer Dan Hanna. Dora raises her hands in the air. All the other dancers follow her lead. Edited by Mark Everson. All of the students pour onto the dance floor. With Dora in the lead, they form a huge conga line. Boots trails at the very end of the line. In an Incan prison, a large plate of bugs is placed before Alejandro, who's handcuffed to a table. Can someone get me out of here? A row of guardians stand behind him. They sing, "You'll be here another 1,000 years." Dora's parents dance in their office. Swiper reaches up and grabs a gold idol off the table.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Dora leads the dance outside into the school quad. Everyone is cheering and dancing. Isabella Monaire. The faculty and the security guard have joined in. Eugenio Derbez. Dozens of dancers swing light sticks around. Michael Pena. Dora and her friends lead the dancers under a canopy of lights. Eva Longoria. Grabbing light sticks, they drum with the beat, then toss them aside. Adriana Barraza. Followed by the whole student body, the four friends dance together in a line. Tamura Morrison. And Danny Trejo. They form a circle, place their hands in the center, then throw them up together. Jeff Wahlberg, Nicholas Coon, Madeline Madden. Glittering streamers cascade down on the dancers. They resume dancing, swirling around Dora. Corianka Kilcher, Christopher Kirby, Isella Vega. In the center of the crowd, Dora turns and watches them all wearing a big smile. A Burr Productions production. The image freezes on Dora's smiling face. A James Bobin film. Credits roll.
Subí, me fui contra la corriente y también me perdí. Fracasé, me encontré, lo viví y aprendí. Cuando te pegas fuerte, más profundo es el beat, sí. Sigo bailando y escribiendo mis letras. Sigo cantando con las puertas abiertas. Atravesando por todas estas tierras. Y no hay que viajar tanto para encontrar la respuesta.
Hey, no te preocupes si no te aprueban. Cuando te critiquen, tú solo di. Soy yo.
Soy así, relajada.
Acknowledge the Ugamba people, the traditional owners of the land on which we filmed, and acknowledge their elders past, present, and emerging. American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. AH-08762. Paramount Pictures did not receive any payment or other consideration or enter into any agreement for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. Copyright 2019 Paramount Players, a division of Paramount Pictures Corporation and Viacom International Inc., all rights reserved. Dora the Explorer is a trademark of Viacom International Inc. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. A pink snail, a yellow cricket, and a blue frog appear, carrying musical instruments. They play a fanfare, take a bow, and then leave. Stars surround a pyramid-like mountain, Paramount, a Viacom company.